I would say race, class, and citizenship. In terms of voter ID and Latinos, you mean specifically? And I think voting and Latinos, I taking it beyond the ID question. You have a younger, and then policy questions. That's the other thing that's happening here in North Carolina. So you've got a younger population in terms of age, a younger population, and so Latinos, as you saw in our report, are younger. they are just younger voters than other voters of other races. And a younger population in terms of how long people it's been in the state. And so that means that the policies that have affected them have been the policies of the last 20 or so years, which have been the secure communities policies. So you've got post 9/11 immigration policies, ICE, you've got these secure communities programs, you've got the detention and the detention and the
Deportation. Yeah, in the case of
Wilbin. Deportation of people, right? That people are just being deported en masse. And you've got families that are being split up, and you've got this Dreamer movement that's grown. And so the Southeast is just this, again, this really dynamic place for Latinos. It's very different from the Southwest, which is where I grew up. Because you just, so people's relationship to the government and to law enforcement is just, I mean, it's scary. These families are being broken up. So if you are a citizen, who do you vote for that doesn't deport your family? Who do you vote for? Like, I mean, what's your experience in school? When you're in your civics class, is your accent being mocked? Is the teacher who's teaching you the same teacher who allows your classmates to make fun of you without intervening? Is the principal at your, is the administrator at your school someone who sticks up for your rights and who enables your parents to attend the PTA meeting and understand what's going on? Is there translation? You know, I mean, what's your experience as a young person growing up in North Carolina? Why would you vote? Because does this country even want you here? I mean, you're here, you're a citizen, maybe you were born here, but do they want you and your family here in the state? I think that's the issue. And then there's questions of language access. I mean, now that the Voting Rights Act has been defanged with the elimination of preclearance, there is no, the language, the mandate, you know, for states to really take a close look at how they're treating voters has been eliminated, really. But even so, North Carolina doesn't have the population levels that would require, even under Section 5, that would have required like Spanish ballots or Spanish language assistance at the polls. And so if you're a monolingual Spanish speaker who's a citizen, and you want to go vote, and you want to take your child or your friend or your family member to go with you to vote, you have, legally, you can do that. But what if you get there and your poll worker there is suspicious, right? They're like, who's this person? Why are they helping you vote? I feel confused and conflicted. How do you assert your right to assistance at the polls? So just the voting experience for Latinos is complicated, by where they live, who they are, and being in North Carolina in this new and different community, and then just the policy landscape around immigration. And I will say, though, but then in the triangle, we've got there's a whole other thing going on, which is Latinos who are middle class or upper class, who have come from Latin America, who are working and living here and going to university here. And that's a whole other, that's something totally different from what you have in rural areas. Mm-hmm. So, and then you've got in-country migration of Chicanos like me, people from other, you know, people who are second generation, third generation, who are citizens, who grew up here, people who are in the military, or who are just moving to North Carolina. So when it comes to Latino outreach, we're talking about the Latino electorate. it's super diverse. And when we do outreach, we really have to be careful not to assume that we're dealing with monolingual Spanish speakers exclusively. Because I'm an English dominant Latina, and so we don't want all of our materials about voting and talking about the importance of Latinos voting to be exclusively in Spanish and to make assumptions about who the electorate is. Mm-hmm.